going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yes, that line corns on the right, babe.
Yeah.
Not that Maggie.
Uh-huh.
Back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Yeah.
Chris McMahon.
Is it Monday already? The Fan. McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning. Let's get the week started right. We got Fleegs on the other side. Your phone calls at 888-808-1019. We'll get to the baseball. Both teams struggling. The Mets in their first real struggle as they've lost six out of the last 10, and the Yankees with back-to-back series losses against the bottom of the division. And we'll get into Aaron Boone and his decision-making, and you can guess where I'm going with that. But we're going to start with the biggest game of the season that we've been waiting for months. The game that really, that's true, maybe even years. Years! The game that we've been waiting for this Knicks team to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. To take on the big bad Boston Celtics, to take on the team that nobody believes they can beat, the defending champions, after a very difficult, hard-fought, physical series against the Detroit Pistons that everybody thinks they should have just glossed over with no issue whatsoever. The biggest series of our lives, the biggest series of Tom Thibodeau's life, the biggest series of Jalen Brunson's life, even after the heroics. Even after the heroics on Thursday night, as great as he is, and we all know how great he is, and I know there was a lot of discussion about best Knick of my lifetime and this and that. Let's just tell it like it is. He's an incredible player. The Knicks are incredibly lucky to have him. What he was when he got here and what he's become is outrageous. That shot is outrageous. His clutch is outrageous. His ability to hit these shots, everything about him, put the team on his back in the fourth quarter. He still needs to win one of these series. Whether it's this year, next year, we all know he's got to be in an Eastern Conference Finals. He's got to get to an NBA Finals. The Knicks need to come back. Being just relevant isn't good enough forever. This is where we are. This is why they made the trades for Karl-Anthony Towns. This is why they brought in Mikal Bridges. This is why they changed the team that couldn't get past this point last year. And you can point to, well, that was because of injury, and that was because of this, and that was, whatever it was. Three straight years of making it to this round, and three straight years of going home. Or two straight years, rather. I'm sorry. The past two straight years of going home. Hopefully it's not the third straight year going home now. But this is the series we've all been waiting for. This is the series that is going to and we've been deciding on how it's going to make us feel about this Knicks team and where this Knicks franchise and team is with its coach, with its stars, with its trade acquisitions, with this roster. Who are they? And I know we're going to want to have this conversation about whether or not they can win. And that is such, like, I love these playoff series. I don't love the idea that we have to talk about the finality of it all the time. Like, I was annoyed the other night. I'm doing the show Friday morning, and we're talking about whether or not they can even stand a chance in this series. We didn't even get a chance to enjoy Thursday night in many ways because everything is predicated on this series and getting past the Boston Celtics. And I don't want to necessarily get it. Can they win? Will, you know, is it even plausible? I don't know. They're heavy underdogs. It's the defending champs. The Boston Celtics are better than they are. I think we all agree with that. They're more talented than they are. They have more experience than they do. They have more players who have been successful in the postseason. They just won a championship, and they breeze through their series against Orlando, and they've owned the Knicks at every turn. We all know those to be facts, indisputable. No matter what you think about this team's chances and whether or not you think they can win this series, those are the facts. They're better, they're more experienced, they're defending champs, and they have kicked the living tar out of the Knicks every opportunity they've had. Those are just facts. And if the Knicks are going to make a series of this, if the Knicks are going to shock the world, and would it be the biggest shock in the world? I don't know, but it would shock the world. Nobody is expecting this Knicks team to win this series. No one's expecting this Knicks team to be in this series. No one is expecting this Knicks team to even give a scare to the Boston Celtics. And that's why, for me, tonight, 7 o'clock, game one in Boston, it's hard. I don't want to call it a must win, but they must scare the Boston Celtics. There must be a feeling in this game that the Knicks are in this series and are a formidable opponent. And that's why, I mean, listen, to me, you want to win the series, win this game. Like, plain and simple, you want to win the series, you got to win. It's hard not to. They have to win one of these two, but when you jump out and start a series with a team that has owned you, a team that is so comfortable playing against you, with a team that has hit how many threes and won in blowouts, won in close games, they are very comfortable playing the New York Knicks. This is a series that not only does the rest of the world think they're going to win, the Boston Celtics are very comfortable in the idea they are going to win. And we saw it last night with the Pacers. You go in and take game one, suddenly the feeling around the entire series shifts, and there is enormous pressure on the Boston Celtics to win game two. Like, plain and simple. I know it's a 7-game series, and when we say must, especially game one, it seems silly, but I have to tell you, if the Knicks honestly want to win this game, win this series, this is the game that you come out, right? Off of the tough series that you just had, off of those moments you just had, off of the game-winning shot against the Pistons team that was impossible and played as best as they could possibly play, mucked up the game defensively, made it very tough on the Knicks, and yet the Knicks, in the fourth quarter of pretty much every game, found a way to come out with the victory. You have to parlay that into a game against the Boston Celtics, who have been on cruise control for how long? I mean, let's be honest, how long? You have got to go into Boston and put the fear of God in them. Because if this is another lackluster performance, if this is a game where the Celtics pull away in the fourth quarter, as they did so many times in the series against Orlando or so many times against the Knicks during the regular season, there is nothing to fear. The Knicks have to come out and put pressure on the Celtics. Plain and simple. And if you win this game, that's exactly what happens. And make no mistakes, if you win this game, you will start to hear that. Now, still, it doesn't guarantee them the series victory. They have to go win another 3 games. We get it. But you win this game, suddenly people are talking. Suddenly the Boston Celtics have a must-win game of their own in game two. If you want to upset, this is the game to go take. And it's got to be with a couple of different things. And I've said this a ton. To me, there's two specific things the Knicks need to do. And I said it kind of previewing the series on Friday morning. First and foremost, the most important thing to me, and we saw it a little bit with the Pistons series, despite how physical that series was, and despite how poor the Pistons shot from behind the arc, you cannot give as many good looks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Behind the three-point line, as they did against Detroit, and certainly as many as they do when they play the Boston Celtics. I mean, this team is able to shoot. At most points in the game, everybody on the floor is able to shoot the three. Plain and simple, that's what the Boston Celtics do. We have seen games against the Knicks where they take 40, 50 three-point shots. And this Knicks team had been better about it since their defense has improved, since Mitch Robinson came back, and really while the star of the team, Brunson, was down. But that's the number one thing. The defensive wings that they have, Mikal Bridges, two-way player. OG Anunoby, one of the best defensive players in the NBA. They have got to be able to make three-point shooting tough on the Boston Celtics. Because I can tell you right now, we will learn about this series in the first half of Game 1. Like, I firmly believe it's one of those things. When you are talking about a massive undertaking, when you are talking about a huge underdog, when you are talking about the David and Goliaths, if it plays out that way for the first half and the open threes are there and the Celtics are hitting it, you will create an environment that is very similar to what we've seen. They need to shake something up. And it starts with not allowing easy three-pointers. You cannot allow the Celtics to play their game. You have to make it difficult for them. I don't think they're capable of playing the kind of smothering defense that the Pistons played against them, but they have to find a way to make things more difficult. They have to do better at fighting through screens. They have to do better at limiting open threes, because that has been what's killed them every time they played the Boston Celtics, bar none, every single time. And then the other one, which we're going to talk about a lot, is Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns has got to be more involved from the minute one of Game 1. This has got to be his series. And I know it'll always be Brunson's series, right? And I know it'll always be him in the end of the games. And if this game is close enough, lucky enough, where they want to have an opportunity to give Brunson the chance to, you know, do what he does in the fourth quarter, that's fine. And that's great. And we talked about it. The entire fourth quarter can't look the way it looked against the Pistons in Game 6. It just can't. That's not saying that I don't want the ball in Brunson's hands in the final moments, or I don't want him taking the big shot. Of course. But he's not going to be able to do this himself. And I know at times in the series against the Pistons, we did see some scoring from OG Anunoby. We saw games that Karl-Anthony Towns was extremely important and made difficult shots and hit big shots down the stretch that led to wins. And, Mikal Bridges had his moments, especially in Game 6 early on. Like, there have been moments that other guys have played throughout the series and been successful. But that has to be much more consistent, and it can't be that disappears for the second half of the fourth quarter. It can't be like that every single game. And Karl Anthony Towns, who's going to get an opportunity to play against guys who are undersized. Mike, that's a matchup that in this series, you know, Karl Anthony Towns wasn't brought here, you know, specifically because of the matchup necessarily against the Boston Celtics, but like he is here to get past this round. He is here to transform this Knicks team into something else where there's another superstar option. He is supposed to be the other guy who's a starter of the Eastern Conference All-Star game. Like, he's got to be that guy you can rely on for a lot of this game. If either Brunson's off the floor, Brunson's struggling, or the Celtics decide Brunson's not beating them. Those are all three possibilities, or that, you know, probably will happen in this series. And he has got to step up and be able to do it. And the coach has got to lean into it. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of talk around Tibbs, and we're going to find out about him. We're going to find out about his ability to make offensive adjustments. We're going to find out a lot about Tibbs. Because this is where, like, and we have the conversation about, is he the coach to take them to the next round, like, or the next level? Is he just a program builder? Is he someone who could take a struggling franchise, a struggling team full of young, gritty kids, and turn it into something that can win 40 games, get into the playoffs, you know, much like Bickerstaff has done with the Pistons? Like, is that who he is, or is he something more? And the something more happens in these series. The Knicks and Celtics have squared off plenty. They know each other, and every game, save the last one, has gone in a very similar pattern. They allowed too many threes, and we're all complaining about where the hell was Karl Anthony Towns. That has happened in almost every single game that the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks have played. That cannot happen game one. To me, they need, clearly, and you could say this, I heard, you know, Gordon, who was on before me, did a great job. I heard him saying this, you know, it's in every series. Every series, the road team has to take one. That's what we say. Road team has to take one of two. Need a split coming out of the first two games. And, of course, that falls into this category as well. The Knicks need to get one. But for me, game one is the opportunity, because how do you feel? How did you feel going in as a basketball fan, as a basketball observer? How did you feel about the chances the Pacers had against the Cleveland Cavaliers? I would say most everyone in this country, most every basketball fan, I'm sure you could find some who aren't, you know, Pacer fans, could tell you, oh, well, this presents a problem, and I could see the Pacers really, you know, getting an advantage in this department or that department. But ultimately, there's no way they're going to beat Cleveland. Well, how do you feel about them now? How quickly does that series change on a dime? Now, they have to go and follow it up with a Game 2 performance as well, but things can change. And what needs to change is not only what happens on the court, but what needs to change is what happens in the minds of the players. Because this thing, like, we've talked about it all the time. It happens. The 88 Dodgers against the Mets, right? The Mets had won every game against them in the regular season. Failure in the postseason. There's many examples of it. That's the most famous one that we talk about here. The Yankees and Indians, same thing in 2007. Yankees owned Cleveland during the regular season, then lost in the postseason. There's examples of it. But what needs to happen first is the team that has had the dominance over the other needs a moment of fear, needs a moment of actually thinking, wow, this is different than what it was. And so for me, I mean, listen, as we get ready for this series, there's a lot of keys to it. We'll get into them as we get across at 888-808-1019. And as the games are played, it'll continue to change and see what happens. But to start this series, this game tonight, the Knicks' effort needs to be through the roof to start this game. And the defensive effort, particularly on the perimeter, has to be far better than it's been against the Boston Celtics. You can't have the amount of threes taken and hit and as many good looks. You can't let Porzingis kill you. Like we saw in the last time they played, like, this needs to change. And not only do the results need to change, the mindset of the Knicks and specifically the Boston Celtics need to change. There has to be a moment where Boston has to be there. There has to be a moment where Boston is nervous. If they're not there for this moment, things can change. And that only happens if game one goes a certain way. Tonight is the biggest game of the Knicks' life. This is the biggest game as Knicks fans that we've been waiting for all year, maybe longer than that. This is the chance we get to see whether or not what Leon Rose and Tibbs have been doing, which is turning around the franchise, which is getting to the second round for three consecutive years, which is getting us at points during the regular season where we don't care. And Brunson's down and it doesn't matter. We know we're going to be the 3 or 4 seed. It's just a matter of how they play in the playoffs. We've gotten to a level of success with the New York Knicks, with Leon Rose, with Tom Thibodeau, and with Jalen Brunson, the likes of which we have not seen for 25 years. For 25 years. It's been all slowly building to this moment against the defending champs and the Boston Celtics. The move has been made. We could talk about this roster, and I know now there's discussion about Giannis and whether or not he's going to be available and what's going on there in Milwaukee or what other stars they could possibly get. No, I don't want Durant. Oh, I would. How could you not take Durant? Like, all the conversations that we'll have in the offseason, and I'm sure they'll be plentiful. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't see it happening. The moves have been made. They traded the first-round picks for the next half a decade. They've traded their best assets to get another superstar. The move has been made. This is the team. They've been building. This offseason, they finalized it. They crystallized it. They've put together the group that they're going to make a run with over the next handful of years. This is it. They've got their superstar. They've got their killer. They've got their assassin. They've got their game ender. They've got their closer. And they put around another big man superstar. They went and got an athletic wing, two-way player who is underachieved but has the talent. They put together a gritty group with guys like Mitch Robinson and obviously Hart. And this is the group. This is the team that if we want the Knicks to win a championship for the first time since the early 70s, this is the group that's going to have to do it. And to me, it even feels different than last year because they still had the picks. They still had their moves. Whether we like the Carl Anthony trade or not, I know many of you don't. Whatever the case is, this is the team. And this is the series. And quite honestly, this could be the game. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So we'll open with the Knicks on the precipice of the biggest game of our lives. We'll get to the baseball, the Boone decision, the first real struggling, 10-game stretch for the Mets this year as they've now lost two consecutive series off a 4-game split of Washington. So after that Philly sweep, they have now gone 4-6 over the last 10. The Yankees lose to the two bottom dwellers of a lousy American League East over the last 2 days. They've got more injuries piling up every single day. And of course, the manager made a boneheaded decision in the 8th inning of the game yesterday that decided the fate of the New York Yankees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.